oftentimes it was 6-8 years ago they got out. Now they're trying to get work, get a job, and they have their prison number. It says F-U-C-K on their neck or something. And so they don't need. It's like you have to swim the English Channel. It doesn't help you to have a piano on your neck. That was the idea. It didn't change her life. It wasn't like a panacea. It wasn't like the end of their problems. But it's one less thing in their way. Now, in June last year, the machine broke. It just, after 5 years, that just happens. They're fragile, delicate things. It's like a spaceship. It hurts a lot, but it's only 10, 15 seconds. It feels like a blowtorch. It has a symbolic, psychological aspect to it, emotional aspect to it, besides the actual physics of removing the tattoo. It gives them really hope that they can, I can get work. It opens their possibilities, the kind of jobs they can apply for. If someone started drowning, wouldn't you throw them the thing? The round thing? What's it called? The floaty thing, yeah. That's so New York. I don't know what a floaty thing is. Yeah. Oh, lifesaver. The roundy thing, yeah. You throw it to them, don't you? What would motivate you or encourage you to do that? Well, you don't have to go, you're not even going to get wet even. Just throw them the stupid thing to the police or whatever get there. That's all this is. So to not do it seems odd to me.